Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Bob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling the daily number 1-800-422-416. Now, the National Native Title Council congratulates the new Australian government with Mr. Anthony Albanese being the new Prime Minister of Australia. And when we're talking National Native Title Council, we're talking about the spirit of change. That's what we'd like to see. We're going to catch up a yarn there with the chairperson of the National Native Title Council. That's Brother Man Kato Muir on the line. Kato, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Terry, and good morning to everybody over in Kagarawana.
Yeah, too dearly, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, well, I'm Kato Muir. I live in Leonora. I'm from the desert regions, WA. Now all our mob move out of the desert in a generation ago.
Yes.
And, I live in Leonora, which is part of the Wangara Nation.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Deadly footprint. Thank you very much for stating that fact. So, yes, we do have a new sheriff in town holding the reins, Mr. Anthony Albanese from the Labor Party, the new Prime Minister of Australia, and the induction of Australian Labor Party to the Australian federal government. So you're congratulating the new Prime Minister of the country, National Native Title Council. So where do you see it going from here? And what's your thought about the process in regard to First Nation people moving forward in the 21st century, brother?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, well, this Mr. AA, you know, he's coming in. There's pretty optimistic time, I reckon. I got probably two perspectives I need to share with you, Mob. Mm. One is, I suppose, on the service delivery and, that reconciliation, that sort of stuff. I think this fellow's going to make some positive changes and bring some, hopefully, you know, I've got mobs out in my part of the world in the desert drinking water from the water bags because they don't have any clean drinking water.
Well, that's pathetic, this day and age, 21st century, Brother Kato.
Yeah, no, that's it. And, you know, they want housing. This is a mob, your listeners would have heard of them from Kiwagura. That's where the last family come in out of the bush in the 80s.
Yes.
And they living in, you know, they got flooded out in the 90s, a big flood. They all got refugees down into the goldfield.
Mm.
And when they went back home, they only got the same houses. So the same houses that was flooded.
Yeah.
They never had any new housing built, and now they got no clean drinking water. So, it's, you know, on a national level like this, I just want to put that story out there because, it needs to be told and there needs to be some action on it.
And that's pretty pathetic living standards, you know, like I said, in the 21st century. And looking at the words that Albanese used in regard to his campaign, looking after First Nation people, we noticed the Aboriginal Torres Strait flags on his opening speech as a new Prime Minister, also putting Sister Linda Burney in there as the Minister for Indigenous Affairs. Look, moving in the right direction, but we need action. Yeah, well done is better than well said. Is that right, Cato?
Yeah, totally. And I think I'm really heartened by having Linda Burney in there. She's a politician who's shown that she stands up and takes action. So I think we're going to have a strong minister in cabinet who will be advocating and fighting for our needs.
Yes.
And of course, hopefully it's not too much of a fight because the Prime Minister's behind it and supporting.
Yeah, sure. He speaks a lot of good words in regarding First Nation people and closing the gap and what have you. The Labor policy includes a commitment to reform the National Heritage Protection Framework as well, First Nations Heritage Protection legislation. So that's important space when we talk about the Jugun Gorge and the inquiry and a report there. There's a lot of work to be done in that space too. Yeah?
No, totally. No, I think what we're looking for is the federal government to take leadership on this matter. The last government, just hands off and step back and... While at the same time, though, they, to their credit, they did set up the co-design process with us at the National Native Title Council.
Yes.
And what we're hoping now is that we can roll our sleeves up even higher and get on to working with the new government in bringing a national standard to heritage protection that will make the state governments pull their socks up and align with what we believe to be a national standard or national framework.
And also the implementing the Uluru Statement from the heart and progressing the national agreement on closing the gap. That's got to be on the agenda, on the in-tray as well, yes?
Yeah. Now, and my experience as a, on the community native title level, what we've been able to do in my community is we identify our own sustainability framework and identify our own priorities.
Yes.
Fortunately, we got a bit of money out of Native Title, which we can put into it. But what we'd be looking at doing is encouraging other mobs to sit down and map out their own plan, what they want to do, how they want to do it.
Yeah.
If they got a bit of resources, put a bit in and then get the government of the day, whether it's state or federal, to match those resources. But it's up to us to identify what the priorities are.
Well, exactly. The conversation starts with us first. We need to be at the table, and we have the solution, and it's got to come from the inside out, not from the outside in, yes?
Yeah, totally. Too long we've had people come along and tell us what's good for us, and that's never ended well. It's always ended in
tears. Exactly. And look, things don't change if things don't change, so we do need change. Change is the engine of growth, is how I see it. But thank you for your input there, Cato. And look, all the best to you, National Native Title Council, Spirit of Change.
I'll do one more shout-out, Terry, if you don't mind.
Please, brother.
Yeah, this year is the 30-year anniversary of the Mabo decision.
Exactly.
And, I'm going up and joining a lot of other mob at Noosa there for the conference next week.
Good, yep.
And what I want to do is put the challenge out there, what is the next 30 years going to bring?
Exactly.
How are we going to make changes over the next 30 years?
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be a conversation piece when we go to Noosa.
Well, we don't want to have the same conversation now in 30 years' time, do we?
Exactly,
You know what I mean, brother? But thank you very much for your input, and enjoy that journey. Keep in touch, and we'll talk soon, my brother. Well, take care, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
Deadly Yande, Cato Muir, his name is Chairperson, National Native Title Council, Spirit of Change, and just congratulating Mr. Anthony Albanese as the new Prime Minister of Australia, but also talk about the work that needs to be done in regard to helping First Nation people move forward in the 21st century with the Australian government. So there it is. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, added to the conversation here, National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Yo, man, do you really wanna jam all night, man?
Yeah.
Jam all night.
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 On your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, your mob, Two Deadly. Right, we're going to catch up with two deadly sisters, two nieces of mine. We're talking Lakoya and Latonya Cockatoo Motlap, who have just been recruited by Port Adelaide Power, AFLW, the first team ever to be in the AFLW. Port Adelaide put a team in, and these two beautiful sisters have just got recruited. And we're going to have a deadly yarn to them. And a very good morning to Lakoya and Latonya. Good morning, sisters.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Good, are you?
Gee, that came out really deadly. You know? Like, if this football don't work, you can go into singing, I reckon. It just came out proper dead. Listen, congratulations, my sisters. New recruits for Port Adelaide Power, AFLW, the inaugural team in the AFLW for Port Adelaide. How you feeling?
I feel really stoked and excited to be part of this club. And, Voyager always dreamed about playing for a club that our uncles have played for, and it really means a lot to us too that we get to continue that family tradition.
And look, let's make mention of your beautiful uncles. First, like, make mention of your beautiful mother. They're sitting with you. A good morning to Jasmine. How are you, my sister? Jess?
I'm Dudley, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Mention your uncles there. Yes, we're talking about Uncle Shay Cockatoo Collins.
Yeah.
Okay. And his two lovely brothers, your mother's brothers there. That's Dave and Donald. David and Donald, who played with the Demons and went over to Adelaide there and played there as well. But Shay Cockatoo Collins, former Essendon Bombers and Port Adelaide, he was there on the video call when you guys got recruited, got selected to play for the Port Adelaide Power, AFLW, and which way you start crying, and we all watching this, wherever we were, you know, I was watching online there, Murray crying too, looking at that story. So, look, tell us how it came about, because you just finished playing in the National Championship, Gold Coast and Melbourne, and as good as you are to be in the Queensland stateside, the Port Adelaide Power, recruit manager, Naomi Maidman, and make a big shout out to her, approached you after you came off the field. Is that right?
Yep.
Yep. So, but you didn't know this was happening. You're just coming on the field trying to catch your breath and thinking, yeah. Oh, glad that's over. Next minute, these people come over, or the sister come over, started talking about, what was the statement? Do you want to come to Port Adelaide? How did the conversation open up?
They kind of just approached us after we just finished playing. Who did we play?
Vic Country.
Yeah, we finished playing.
Did you
Vic
win
Country.
That game?
Yeah, we won that
yes,
game.
Yes.
And we were walking off the field, and then we got approached by them, and then we're like, oh, how do you girls feel about like moving down to Adelaide? And we're like, oh, move down in a heartbeat.
Straight up.
Yeah,
so of course, Jasmine, Mum, you weren't there, were you?
No, we weren't.
You were home.
Yeah,
back in Cairns, all right. So you come on the field and this this lady, Naomi Maidman, approached you and asked you that. Were you thinking AFL, W, Port Adelaide? Or you just thought, you knew it was a professional approach. You knew it was a Port Adelaide talking to you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, did she have the shirts on or?
No.
Okay. So I'm just trying to paint that picture for our listeners out there, the actual conversation and how it came about. And but you said you'd come down on a heartbeat.
Yeah. But yeah, we're excited, looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so when do you head down there for the competition?
Early June.
Early June?
Yeah.
Okay, so your new recruitment, Port Adelaide Power, AFLW, they it's not full on like the men at this point in time. So it's pro football, playing football, but then you work on the side, don't you?
Yeah.
Over by that. So how does that work in regarding job occupation for you guys?
So we'll play part-time as an AFLW player and also work part-time.
Did they tell you what?
Yeah. They'll have like the same amount of training sort of time as the men, like the commitment.
Yes.
But
they will have some work commitments as well.
Yeah, they'll have to have work as well.
Now, you beautiful sisters are twins.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work out which is who here. But in regards to that, so what work do you want to get into?
I wanted to do become an Indigenous health worker.
Indigenous health worker?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Fantastic. LaTonya?
A few years back, I actually wanted to do vet nursing, but then...
Oh. You love animals?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, but then after we started that traineeship up here, kind of just loved working with kids since then.
Oh, the traineeship you were doing up here was with daycare kids,
yeah.
Was it? So you'd like to continue that?
Yeah, I would love to.
All right, beautiful. There you go. Have foot in both camps. You can do both.
True.
Fantastic. Look, this is so exciting. Now, we did mention your two uncles there, David and Donald. They played when they played with the Demons, Melbourne Demons, had number 30 and 31. I believe you two sisters are picking up those two numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that how it works? Do you tell them straight away they're the numbers that you want? Or did they ask you? Or how does it work?
They asked us. And we asked if those two numbers were available. And they're like, you girls are lucky.
Yeah.
So we finally got them. So, yeah.
And did you tell them why you were picking those two numbers?
No.
So, Nashville, there's a story to tell. When you joined the Port Adelaide Power AFLW, that we chose these two numbers because they're two uncles, twins as well, David and Donald.
Yeah.
Cockatoo Collins had those numbers. Now you got them.
Yeah.
All right. Regarding mum, dad, the family, Jasmine, you mob heading down there? Or what are you going to do?
Oh, we'll see how things go. Start off and let them settle in there. And I mean, we'll probably we'll go down and watch the games and then go from there. Well, back in the day, I mean, we all did live down there.
You did live down there, yes.
Yeah, lived there for a while. And Adelaide's a great city for your first time being in a city, you know.
Mm.
It's a lovely place. I don't know, it sort of reminded me a bit of Cairns.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we did live there.
Well, Jasmine, when you go there, if you need someone to carry your bags, I've been working out, my sister, so I can carry your bags. Murray, want to come along and watch the games? Hook me up there, sisters. Yeah, it's too deadly. So you head down 9th of June and start training, but did they give you any training programs now while you're here in Cairns?
Yeah, they gave us training programs. So we've been training since last week and just smashing out the conditioning and strength.
Good, yes. And of course, you are sisters, twin sisters, as I mentioned. Relationship is good, sisters?
Yeah, good. Yep.
Who's the older of the two?
Me.
There you go. LaKoya. So, LaTonya, you look up to her.
No, she looks up to me.
Yeah, there you go, Shanna. Kick it to me. Look, congratulations, my sisters. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Representing your family, but representing our mob. Another group of black people playing professional sports. It looked fantastic to see. Do enjoy the journey. Anything you want to add before I let you go?
Well, we want to give a quick shout out to a few girls who made the Woomeras.
Yes.
Hilda Kalamea, who plays for the under-18s Cape York Eagles.
Okay.
And plays for the Cairns City Lions women's team.
All right.
And we also want to give a shout out to Alexa Donna Graham and Heidi Talbot, who both play for North Cairns Tigers. Because, you know, us two, we went through that same program.
Yes. Yeah. So they'd be playing for the Woomeras, you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Woomeras are in what league is that?
It's like an Indigenous program where they select players all over Australia.
Yes.
And we versed like the multicultural team. Oh. Yeah, and then after that, they're all diverse.
Did you play in the Woomeras?
Yeah.
You did play there, okay. Yeah. But you played in this national championship as Queensland representatives, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, righty, fantastic. So it's a good stepping stone, isn't it, for our girls?
Definitely.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, fantastic. Congratulate them. So thank you very much. And look, be the best you can be. Enjoy that journey. Be strong together and represent your family and represent your mob.
All right?
Two deadly, my sisters. One love and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Thank
Jazz,
you.
Love you.
Love you too, brother.
All right. Beautiful yarn there with the girls from Cairns here, LaKoya and LaTonya Cockatoo Motlap, who have just been recruited by Port Adelaide Power AFLW and heading down to Adelaide 9th of June to start their career, their professional football career, so which is fantastic. And more power to them. And power, you done well. You chose well. And to Uncle Shay Cockatoo Collins, too deadly, my brother, crying there on Facebook, you big sook, but ill deadly. And big shout out as well to David and Donald. Too deadly to see. Another Cockatoo mob that blood is strong and representing the family in the sporting career of AFL. Too deadly, AFLW. There it is. Stay tuned, you mob. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, 1-800-422-416.
Pat girls see him talking about me. Ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it. Hey. Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him.
Get it for him.
I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him.
Give it to him.
I was always gonna make it. Hey. Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen. Saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. Hey. So he stays focused with his goals ahead. Never loses sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dream up with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
I'm walking to the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd roar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going.
father, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training, prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack, a top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
right back. What I left for, just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanna diss his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar. Let him know about. See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great bunny, I'm talking about great I am.
I
feel like a cute on. We on, we on, we on. See, you know where I come from,
I know where I come from,
and you know where I'm going,
I know where I'm going.
It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on.
Some children need a second chance to have a loving family. Foster care is important, and kinship care helps keep families together so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids are with their kin. Kids need loving families. Kids need our help. Can you help a child in need? Become an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander kinship or foster carer. Wootchopperen helps carers every step of the way. Contact Wootchopperen Health Service today to find out more and help us return our children home to their kin.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
He looks asleep by Billabong, but he's aware through and through. He is the Lord, but God for all. Globe on the lilies, brighter than the city lights. Songs of birds make me shiver. Songs for Peter's river. I wanna hear that song for all time.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. As I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. You can have your Sabre calling to the daily number 1-800-422-416. The Indigenous Round encourages NRL fans to pass back and move forward. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother, Dean Widders, NRL Indigenous Pathways Manager and former Roosters and Eel player. On the line, Brother Dean, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, brother. How's sunny Cairns going? One of my favourite parts of the world.
Yeah, brother, beautiful. Sunshine. It's all good up here, my brother. And look, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm Anawan Mobra from northern New South Wales, a place called Armidale. It's the home of the Narwhal Eels, bro, the mighty Narwhal Eels.
Yeah, there you go,
number
brother.
Number one team in the Koori Knockout, bro. Watch out for them.
Watch out for them too, Daddy, brother. Speaking of Eels, you're a former Eels player and Roosters player, and now you're the NRL Indigenous Pathways Manager. Look, can you tell us more about this year's NRL Indigenous Round, brother?
Yeah, well, the theme is pass back, move forward, and I think what that means is, you know, we pay respects to the past and look into the past and learn from the past and then look at ways that we can create better opportunities and a brighter future, you know, for Indigenous people through the game, you know. It doesn't have to mean playing the game. It can mean people working in the game. You know, we're looking for coaching, performance staff, all these other avenues of rugby league where there's great career pathways, and we need to make sure our people have got access to that. And at the moment, we haven't,
and
we need to work hard to create those opportunities.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. And we look at the theme for NRL Indigenous Round, Pass Back, Move Forward. Why is this so important, brother?
Oh, I think it's just always important to recognise history and to look at the great achievements and the challenges you face and learn from that, you know. And I think that's one thing that we've been able to do in rugby league is look at where we've come from, what we've been through together and how we can make things better. And it matches in with the game, you know, the way you play the game. You pass the ball backwards to move forwards. And I think it's just a great little theme for this Indigenous Round as the game celebrates its rich history but also looks at what it can create in the future to make things even better for our mob.
I'm thinking hats off and applaud NRL in the space and what they're doing. You would agree in regarding the support of our Indigenous players and open up the doorways for more younger men and women to come forward?
Yeah, right. Look, there's opportunities now for women in the game, but I really think that we've got to work hard and focus in on coaching and performance staff. You know, it's the new avenue. There's hardly any coaches at the top levels, business coaches, and we need to work hard to create those opportunities.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that fact. Last coach we can think of was big Artie Beetson.
Yeah, a long time ago, right? I think he's one of the only ones, you know, so...
Exactly.
Long
you make
way
a good
to
point.
The next one.
I never thought, I'm thinking players, but never thought at that high level coaching, of course. There's never been an Indigenous coach outside Big Artie.
Yeah, and look, well, that's the way you can influence the game. Even at the other levels of the game, you know, assistant coaches, all that sort of stuff. There's probably 300 jobs across the NRL, and there's hardly any Aboriginal people or Torres Strait Islanders in any of those roles. So, Something's wrong, man. We've got to change it.
All right, that's beautiful. You make a good point there, brother. So, of course, I hope the NRLs are listening to our yarn. That's so very important. What are you expecting to be the highlights of this year's Indigenous Round?
Oh, well, brother, the performances of the dancers, the welcome to country, the smoking ceremonies, the colourful jerseys, the stories behind the jerseys are all the big part. The blackfellas always put a show on, you know. The boys always play really well and
exactly.
do some mad try celebrations and dances. But for me, I think it's the highlight is the fact that everyone's embracing this Indigenous Round and we're looking at connecting people more with culture and teaching more about our culture. You know, the NRL clubs are using the traditional names of their areas to highlight their teams this year. And that's really good. And recognising mob everywhere.
Well, exactly, you know, and you make a good point there. The football grounds, the stadiums where it's held, each game, they acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's going to be significant, you know, so it's a really great thing, and I hope our mob gets a real kick out of it all.
Yeah, for sure, my brother. Partner punt and kick out of it, yeah, too deadly. Now, where can Aussies go to find out more about this deadly space, bro?
NRL.com. Go on there and have a look, and you'll learn a lot of stuff. You'll hear about the stories behind the jerseys. The names of the local tribes of where the games are being played and lots of stuff about Indigenous excellence. So
yeah.
Recommend everyone go on NRL.com, check it all out.
Too deadly, brother. And you mentioned the jerseys, of course, and hats off to all the deadly artists that come to the table in regarding designing those deadly jerseys, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's magnificent and they're so colourful. The players love it, and you'll see boots being painted and all. So yeah, we're celebrating culture in every aspect of the round that we can.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Well, you've got a good role there, my brother. Thank you very much for the yarn, Dean. All the best to your mob there. Family, stay safe. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, my cuss.
Yeah, brother, I want to give a shout-out to all the Cairns mob too. Looked after me up there at Christmas time when I was up there.
Good.
You fellas helped me out heaps of times. Got me out there on the ocean. I went everywhere, bro. I loved it. So I'll be back soon,
Be back soon, brother. Thank you for your support with the tourist industry and Indigenous tourism as well. Thank you, brother. And keep doing what you're doing, cuss.
All right,
bro. Talk to you. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Dean Witters, former Roosters and Eels player, now wears the cap as the NRL Indigenous Pathways Manager. And look, here's a fantastic event coming up regarding the Indigenous round. And the message there from NRL is the theme is fans to pass back and move forward, or to move forward. That's the theme for Indigenous round NRL for 2022. So there it is, using football as a tool in regarding recognising, acknowledging and educating the people of the world in regarding our beautiful culture. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Was born in the river land, born of her mother into her mother's hands. She was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. What could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet. Baby.
you, Mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.